I just found out about the raising in the students' tuition, and I feel like it's not fair.
That's Marie Barron on her way out of class at the Community College of Rhode Island's Down City campus. She just returned to school after taking a break, and she worries about finding another $300 a year for tuition.
Because we already have enough that we have to pay for. I mean, personally, I get financial aid, but I don't know if this will affect it. I can probably get half of the financial aid, and then they would probably have to sit down and tell me I would have to come up with the rest of it out of my own pocket.
State education officials say financial aid will increase for the next academic year when the tuition changes take effect. And the maximum award for federal aid, like Pell Grants, is also slated to increase. But students will have to work with financial aid officers to figure out just how the tuition increases affect them. At the University of Rhode Island, tuition for local residents will rise by about $900 a year to top $26,000 if you also pay for room and board. First-year student Nusrat Islam says she's okay with that.
I'm in the biotechnology program. And the biotechnology program is actually a bit more expensive than like regular programs at URI. But since I do have like a lot of aid, I can actually handle like paying for it now. It might be a bit of a hassle in like the future, but I'm just happy that it's not like way more than $900.
Another URI student, Matt Beard, is majoring in communications.
I had no idea about the tuition hike, but I think $900 is reasonable if they really need the money. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Education officials say they do need the money. That's partly because state colleges have kept tuition flat in 4 out of the last 5 years. It's also because of rising personnel costs, according to the State Commissioner of Higher Education. But for students like Ali Rivera, any increase adds up.
I'm not too happy about it because an extra $1,000 a year at the end of my time would be an extra $3,000 to my loans, which is a lot of money.
Rivera spent the last 3 years chipping away at her undergraduate degree, and she expects to take another 3 years to earn that diploma. Elizabeth Harrison, Rhode Island Public Radio.